The Arabic language in transliteration gives cues and clues to how it's supposed to be pronounced. And how it's supposed to be pronounced is particularly important to its meaning. So if you look at this list, you'll see some words like number 1 has a double letter. You'll see that number 10 has a double letter, the double L's. And whenever there's a double letter, it's accentuated. So you'll hear that in the pronunciation. You also see a little squiggle on some of the words, like in number 2 and number 3, looks like a little apostrophe. That also indicates a letter that is not duplicated in English. It's like a stop in the back of the throat, like a hiccup. And sometimes it can also sound like the swallowing of an A, and you'll hear that in the different sounds as well. So while some of the sounds are difficult or challenging at first, through repetition and through practice, they really become quite magical in how they're delivered and how they're heard, and they vibrate through the body. The language is comprised of consonants and vowels like any other language, and the vowels are like the bloodstream, the blood that's actually flowing through, and the consonants are the veins and the arteries. So it's a whole circulation of life and spirit and meaning. Let's go through all 18 of this first list, and then we'll go one at a time. Allah. Adl. Afu. Ahad. Akhir. Akram. Allah. Alim. Ali. Alam. Awal. Adim. Aziz. Badi. Ba'is. Baki. Bari. Bar. The first one is the name of God, the name of the Lord, the name of the Divine. Every other one has the preliminary word of Al, A-L, which can translate into English as O, O Just One, or O Partner, or The One, as it's translated here, The One, The Last. So let's go one at a time, and we'll repeat them 5 or 6 times to get the sound. Allah. 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 Adl, 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 Adl. So with this word, there's a bit of they call a glottal stop. It's like the back of the throat closes a little bit. So it's not Adl, but it's like the throat narrows with the sound. Adl, Adl, Adl. With the third one, Vafu, it's not marked here, but there are different accentuations in a word so that one of the syllables of the word will be elongated. And that's especially important in Arabic because it is a sound that has a certain meaning behind it. So instead of the word ah-fu, this word would be pronounced ah-fu. And again, it has a little bit of the glottal stop before, you see, with that apostrophe. Ah-fu. 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 This is the reason for the W after the U, to give the impression that it is an elongated sound. The fourth one, the elongation is in the first syllable. Ahad. 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 So it's a bit of an elongation, and then the second syllable is like a two beat to a one beat. Ahad. Ahad. The H is a little bit of the throat closes just a little bit. It's not a lot. Ahad. It's not a ha. Ha ha ha. Ahad. It's like a ha, actually. Ahad. There's a little bit of closing. It's not like he. Ha. Ha. Ahad. There's a little bit of closing in the back of the throat. The fifth one, the elongation is also on the first letter, the first syllable. Ahir. KH has a sort of a ch, like in like you're like in Jewish idioms or in Polish or ch, ahir, 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 ahir. Ahir. The sixth one many times has an I instead of an A in the front, but it nonetheless is, they're equal syllables as far as I can tell. So it's Akram, 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 Akram. Akram, Akram. Every sound, they say, has angels with it. Every letter has a certain angels with it. So it's important to pronounce every sound and to beautify the sound, because it's being polite to Allah to use his names in the way that he's delivered them. All these names are in the holy book of the Quran. So they're all given to us from the divine, and in such we want to pronounce them in the way that they were given. It's just politely to pronounce someone's name correctly. The seventh one, it accentuates the first syllable of the ah, and then there's that little apostrophe sound which makes it a little glottal stop. So it goes Allah. Allah, 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 Allah. It's a little bit different than the first one, which has a double L. The double L sound is Allah, where you connect the two L's. Allah, 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 Allah. This one is Allah, Allah. It happens in the throat and the way the sounds are, and it gets more subtle. So don't worry if it doesn't come clearly in your own throat right away. The eighth one exaggerates or accentuates or elongates actually the second syllable. Aleem, Aleem, Aleem. Alim, 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 Alim. nasa sound. It has a bit of a glottal stop in the beginning as well. You can see with the apostrophe. Alim. Alim. Rather than Alim or Alim. It's not that. There's a bit of a close in the back of the throat. Alim. Alim. Same with the ninth one. Bit of a glottal stop at the beginning with the apostrophe. The double Y sound gives you the, tells you that there's elongation in the second part of the word. Ali, 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 Ali. The same with the tenth one. There's an apostrophe. And there's a double L sound. So the sound, the second syllable also is the one that's extended. So it's alum. And when there's a double sound, it's like coming from the invisible world into the visible world. The first letter, in this case, the first L, it's like coming down from the invisible, and the second one is where it comes right into physicality. Alum. 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 It really flows and circulates. Alum. 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 Of course, the translation in English, omniscient, indicates that he knows everything within us. So he comes from the unseen to the seen, he knows everything. The next one, it also has a little glottal stop in the beginning of the word. It's not indicated. And it also has a double letter. And there's an accentuation mostly on the double letters. There's no accentuation on either of the syllables. So it's balanced. Awal. 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 So you want to get that sound of the double letter in the sound so that it's not awal, like with one W. Awal, 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 awal. The 12th one is a little confusing in the way it's written. The there's a certain part of the world that cannot pronounce certain sounds, just like we can't. And so in some parts of the world, this particular quality is A-Z-I-M, Azim, whereas in some parts of the world, it's an A-D-H, like a D-H, it's a the sound. So it's, I can make that sound, so I'll use that sound. Again, a bit of a glottal stop in the beginning. And the second syllable is elongated, so it's Avim, 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 like a DH sound or a TH sound, Avim, Avim, or Azim, 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 Azim. Azim, Azim. The next one also has an apostrophe in the beginning. It's not shown, but it is there. So a bit of a glottal stop. So it's not an Aziz. It's an Ah. Ah. little glottal stop where the throat narrows. And there is no accentuation with either of these. So it's exalted in might, it's balanced might. Aziz, 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 Aziz. Forgive me, I'm just looking at the Arabic now, and actually the second syllable is the one that's accentuated. So it is Aziz. Aziz. So a bit of a longer. And it may seem it's hard to represent this in English, but in Arabic it's a very distinct difference in how the sound affects the human body, whether it's Aziz or Aziz, Aziz, Aziz. So as we learn, we get more and more subtle with how they're pronounced. In the 14th one, the apostrophe is at the end of the word, so it's a little more difficult to pronounce, in that it's kind of like swallowing an A sound. So the elongation in this word is in the last syllable of the E sound. So if it were just without the apostrophe, it would be badi, 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 like a body, but with a long D, badi. But because there's an apostrophe, the sound is badi, so like a little bit of a hiccup is one way to think about it. Badi, 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 badi. It puts a real stop to the end of it. Badi, 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 badi. The fifth one, the 15th one, the elongation is on the first syllable. And the glottal stop is right in the middle. Ba'if. Ba'if. So the ah sound opens up the heart, and then a glottal stop closes the throat, and you get into that narrowness of the E sound. So it's ba'if. 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 The 16th one has an elongation in the second syllable. Ba'ki. Q sound is like a hard K sound. Ba'ki. Ba'ki, 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 ba'ki. And when you make the ah sound, it's an opening. All of these are working on the heart and working on, it's the ah sound really works on the heart. And if you do an ah, ah, you can feel how it vibrates in the chest. The E kind of vibrates in the throat, and there aren't any oo, well, there's afu, the oo sound vibrates in the head. So there's various centers within the body that get vibrated for reasons why the sounds are like this. That's not arbitrary. So we want to respect the sounds as if they were guests in our house, and we want to, you know, pronounce their names correctly, and we want to welcome them. So, ba-ki, 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 open, and then the closing of the E, ah-e, ah-e, ba-ki. The 17th one. It has an elongation in the first syllable, ba, ba. And then the re sound has that glottal stop at the end, like swallowing an A. Ba-ria. 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 The final one, the 18th one, has the elongations in the double R at the end. So it's a bit of an elongation of the sound of the word. It's bader, bader, bar. The R sound is a little bit like curls a little bit. So instead of bar, I'm going to the bar. It's ba, like a sheep. Bar. And the R sound is a little more clipped than the open R. Bar, 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 bar. So a little more vibration to the R sound. Bar. And that's the first 18th.